10, and now we come to the last of our news tracks. Battery power comes to steam railway. A heritage railway renowned for its historic steam trains has introduced a modern addition using battery power. South Devon Railway's new buffet car, 35327, is a fully refurbished carriage offering passengers food and drink served from a vehicle that still reflects its 1960s origins. While at first glance the carriage retains the look and feel of its era, behind the counter, however, the technology tells a different story. The buffet car is powered entirely by batteries with no generator or bottled gas. Energy stored overnight is used to run a full suite of equipment, including a bean-to-cup coffee machine, hot water boiler, fridges, draft beer cooling system and lighting. During the day, the system is supported by power generators from the movement of the train itself. It is a quieter and more efficient approach that fits alongside the railway's wider efforts to operate more sustainably while maintaining the heritage experience visitors expect. Inside, the design has been carefully updated with dedicated room for up to 4 wheelchair users to travel. Carriage 35327 had a various life before arriving in its current form. Built by British Railways at Wolverton in 1962, it originally featured passenger compartments, a luggage space and a guard section. It was later converted into a courier van for transporting high security loads, complete with space for security personnel. After a period in storage at Meldon Quarry on Dartmoor, it arrived at South Devon Railway in 2021, where it was initially used as a generator vehicle. Over the past year, it has been extensively rebuilt, balancing modern requirements with its historic structure.
Emily's Paris Cycling Fundraising Challenge. A young supporter is celebrating a decade of fundraising for the disaster relief charity Shelterbox. Emily Reed from Devon started raising funds for Shelterbox when she was 8 years old, and now at the age of 18, she's cycling 250 miles from London to Paris. Emily is cycling alongside her dad, who was part of her very first charity bike ride. They began their journey in London on May the 9th and aimed to finish the ride in 5 days. Having completed multiple fundraising activities for Shelterbox throughout her life, including a 200-kilometre paddleboarding challenge in 2022 and an abseil down the Spinnaker Tower in Plymouth, Emily has already raised £12,000. She's hoping to bring her total to £15,000 with her latest challenge. Emily first came across Shelterbox during a visit to the Devon County Show. "They made me feel like I could actually make a difference, even though I was only little," said Emily. Emily is planning to train as a nurse with a view to working in disaster relief in the future. John Stanbury, Community Engagement Officer at Shelterbox, said, "We are exceptionally lucky to have such a dedicated and passionate fundraiser in Emily. She is truly a part of the Shelterbox team, and I'm very proud to be part of a team with Emily in it."
Pupils learn about politics from area MP. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley was a special guest at a primary school to talk about politics. Pupils at All Saints Marsh C of E Academy in Newton Abbott were able to quiz the MP about public service and life in Parliament. During the visit, Mr. Wrigley shared his personal journey into politics and explained how he works to represent and support the needs of the Newton Abbott community. He also discussed a range of local issues, including flooding, roadworks and environmental challenges, helping pupils to understand how these matters are addressed at a local and national level. School council members took the opportunity to ask thoughtful and well-informed questions, building on their recent learning about democracy following a visit to their Houses of Parliament last month. This helped bring their classroom learning to life and deepen their understanding of how decisions are made and how elected representatives work on behalf of their communities. The visit provided a valuable and inspiring experience for pupils, offering a clear example of democracy in action and encouraging them to think about the role of leadership, responsibility and community engagement. Liam O'Sullivan, head teacher at the Academy, said, "This was a fantastic opportunity for our pupils to meet Mr. Wrigley and learn firsthand about the role of an MP. The children asked incredibly thoughtful questions and showed real curiosity about how decisions are made that affect their community. Experiences like this help our pupils understand that their voices and ideas matter." Tracy Cleverly, CEO of Learning Academy Partnership, said, "We are committed to providing rich, real-world learning experiences that help children understand the world around them. Meeting their local MP has given pupils a powerful insight into democracy in action and how public service works. It's wonderful to see their enthusiasm and engagement with such an important aspect of citizenship."
Can you dig it? Yes, we can. The organisers behind Newton Abbott's inaugural archaeology fair say they are looking to make it an annual event after Saturday's success. Organised by Rafe Elnett of Teambridge Archaeological Society and hosted at Newton Abbott Museum, the event, which took place on May the 9th, featured stalls, demonstrations, metal detecting finds and talks. Rafe said, "We are very, very pleased with how the day went. The talks were well attended and each speaker did a fantastic job. The stalls and demonstrations were also a success, with plenty of visitors throughout the day, and it was great to see so many young people with a keen interest in their past. Newton Abbott Museum was a fantastic venue, and all the feedback was very positive. We look forward to make this archaeology fair an annual event." And there are lots of photographs, and there's lots of what look like Roman coins, and somebody demonstrating spinning, and something called flint napping. Who knew?
It's been claimed that gypsy and traveller communities are being let down by councils that fail to provide the right facilities for them. Members of Teambridge Council's planning committee agreed a stay of execution on an unauthorised site near Ipplepen after hearing how taking enforcement action on the, quotes, well-run, clean and tidy site would impact the people living there, including a two-week-old baby. Councillor Andrew McGregor told colleagues, "We fail this community and we should be working harder to find solutions." But councillors also stressed allowing people to disregard planning regulations and go on operating sites without seeking permission first would set a dangerous precedent. "We can't just have people deciding to take a piece of land and convert it without adhering to the rules," said Councillor Suzanne Sanders. The committee was discussing the site at Berry Park, where six caravans are being used as residential accommodation. Two day rooms and a kennel have also been built. The landowner submitted a planning application last year, but it couldn't be validated because key information was missing. A new one is being prepared. The committee agreed to delay enforcement action to allow the landowner to submit a new application.
Witnesses to crash sought. Police are appealing for witnesses and information following a serious collision in Bishop Stainton. Officers were called at approximately 1:30 p.m. to Newton Road on Monday the 18th of May to reports of a collision involving a red Volkswagen Tiguan and a white Yamaha XT660 motorcycle. The motorcycle rider, a woman in her 50s, suffered serious injuries and was taken to Derryford Hospital in Plymouth. The car driver was not injured. The road was closed while an investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers would like to thank the public for their patience. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "Anyone with any relevant information or dashcam footage which may assist the investigation is asked to contact police via our website or by calling 101 and quoting log 333.